Hi there, and good evening, everybody. Welcome to the show. You have found your way to the Psychic Playground, here with Jay Varvel on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. I'm so grateful to be here with you this evening. If you're joining me live, it is just after 4 p.m. Pacific time, and you can also be listening to me on demand. And how do you do that, you might ask? You head on over to our main website, which is 12radio.com. That is the number 12radio.com. Click on the chat button there on the left-hand side of the screen. That's going to take you to our chat. And I'm going to tell you more about that in just 1 second, but I'm going to continue to tell you about the on-demand. There's also an on-demand button there. Click that, give that a click, and then you'll see a whole list of hosts come up. You would give me a click if you want to listen to my latest show. You would go check out another host and click give them a click if you want to check out their content. But that is where you locate all of our on-demand content here at 12radio.com. And the other part of the business, which I started to say, I jumped, and that is our chat. We have a live chat that is going on simultaneously to my live show, and that is happening over on a private Facebook group. And so you get there the same way by going to 12radio.com. There is a chat button there. Click that chat button. It does open up a brand new window to a private Facebook chat. And once you send over your invitation, if this is your first time, we'll get you approved while we're live on the air. You'll see my banner pop up at the top of the page, the Psychic Playground. And then you'll see in the comments section is where the conversation is happening. For those of you that already know where to go and are already there, I will check in on you in just a second. In the meantime, though, please let me know that you're there. Say hi, say hello, let me know how you're doing. Okay, so for today's game, let me tell you a little bit about the flow of today's show. We're gonna play a psychic game at the top of the show, and it's gonna be a relatively easy one because we're gonna do it and we're going to pick a color. And it's me picking the color. I have a deck. It's called The Secret Language of Color Cards by Ina Segal. And I'm going to pick a card out of that deck. It's all kinds of different colors. It's a whole deck of how many cards? 45 stunning cards, 45 different colors to choose from, and I'm going to pick one, and I'm going to transmit it out with my psychic senses, my psychic abilities, and then we're going to see if you're able to pick up out there listening in the color, if you're going to be able to pick up those signals that I'm going to be sending out. Whoever is able to guess first or psychically intuit the correct color first, we'll get 5 minutes with me free over on 12listen.com, which is our sister site to 12radio.com. And that is where many of your favorite 12 radio personalities, we are there for one-on-one support. And we're advisors on that sister site. That's our title, psychic advisor or spiritual advisor. There's astrologers, so many different kinds of folks that are at the top of their game, have been doing it for a very long time, and also have a ton of wisdom because of how many people that they've helped over their career. And so I'm very grateful to be a part of the team. Really, I call it the whole universe here at 12, which was created by astrologer Mark Husson. And I love that we also have the radio that we get to join in and we get to be here in community around the 12 fire, I like to call it. And we get to have our time together. One of the things I like to do with you in our time together for my show is to play a psychic game. So we're going to play that in just a moment. I'm going to pick the color and then I'm going to see if you all can psychically pick it up. And then from there, we're going to talk about some badass women in the world. And we're going to talk about some badass affirmations that come from some of these women. And in some cases, some of these women were inspired by men. So some of the quotes may be men. But I'm going to have it in such a way that we're going to talk about how to use books in a divination sort of way, but to get inspired, to get perspective, to help get us out of a rut if we need some help. So that's going to be the topic for today. And then we're going to get into mini energy readings where I will pull a card for you and give you a general read on what messages I get. Or if you have a specific question, you can put your specific question and I will pull a card in regards to your question and also still intuitively give you what I get. That's happening in the second half of the show. It's the first come, first serve basis. You're welcome to put your request now. Just know I won't be getting to those until about the second half. But before we get in on the game, let me say hi to those of you joining me in the chat. And don't forget, when you are over there on Facebook, it can be a little bit strange in the sense of how it sorts comments. And so I like to have all comments because I want to see what everyone's saying. And I don't necessarily trust that Facebook is going to show me what I need to see. And so I change it to all comments. And so I can see Rachel's comment. Hi, Rachel. She says hello with a big smile. It's great to see you. And now I'm seeing this is a, somehow I've pulled up my banner for, see, this is Facebook again. Somehow I have my banner at the top of the page and I have it pinned, but the banner that's at the top of the page was a banner from 3 weeks ago. Okay, now we got the one from 12 minutes ago. All right. Hi, Rachel. Anyways, it's great to see you. I know and trust you're listening in. And Renee. Hi, Renee. It's great to see you, too. Happy Wednesday. And she has Jay there with a heart and a big, huge avatar with a hi. I feel your warmth and I feel your hello. It's great to see you, Renee. Thank you for being here. And Pamela. Pamela, it's great to see you, too. She's got a big, huge sunflower gift. I love that sunflower energy. I can feel the radiance. I can feel the power of the sun coming through. And I hope that you are also feeling the power of the sun coming through your life as well, as we have just gone through and are continuing to go through the Leo season. The Leo season, and just getting really baked by the sun. I just saw an article that 95% of the U.S. cities were over 95. It was 90% of U.S. cities were over 95 degrees a couple of days ago. So the heat is here. It is summertime, in case anybody doubted that, here in the United States. Marina. Hi, Marina. It's great to see you, too. She says, hi, Jay. Hi, Marina. Thank you for being here tonight. All right, so let me pick the card for the color. Let's see what color we're going to be transmitting tonight over the airwaves for our highest and best good. I'm going to give one clue. And for those of you that know me, it's going to really give it to you. So maybe I'll hold back that clue. Okay, I'm seeing a very beautiful color. I mean, aren't all colors beautiful? But this is I'll say it's one of my favorites. And you'll see it in many flowers. It's a color you'll see out in nature, but not all over the place. It's a color that is sparingly used, I would say, in nature. And I'm seeing one exception, and I don't want to say exactly what the exception is, because if I do, I'll totally give away the color. But there's a particular exception in the farming world where you would see this color in mass. What color? Well, and I would say in that case, when it is seen in across the farmland, it's in the family of this particular color. It's not the color. So I should probably clarify that. I'm getting a little bit crazy here. I got a little bit off the rails. I need to keep it to the color only. What color am I seeing? So there's a phrase on the card. I'm going to read the phrase, and you might also intuit the color from this phrase. You just never know how your intuition may communicate with you. Create a balanced life. Create a balanced life. No wonder why I love this card and this color as a Libra. I'm a Libra moon. And that really brings in a need for me to get balance and harmony. And no wonder why I'm very attracted to this color. Love this color. Love it. It's my I'll just say it. It's my favorite color. So, what color am I seeing? What color am I looking at? What color did I pick? The first one to guess the right color will get 5 minutes free from me over on 1-2-Listen. And you can place your guess over on the private Facebook group. That's the 1-2-Radio private group. My banner is there at the top of the page. And in the comment section is where you can put your guess and also your request for a mini energy reading. And while you all are doing that, I'm going to switch gears and get into our topic. So Carolyn and I have a show together. Carolyn is another advisor over on 1-2-Listen. And we have a show together called Metaphysical Conversations. And that is on Monday mornings, bright and early before Mark's show at 7 a.m. Pacific time. And we had a great show where we both shared some of our favorite quotes. Inspiring quotes, funny quotes, quotes for life, quotes to give you a pep in your step, quotes to give you a kick in the pants. But they were all quotes that were around empowerment and honing in on the so-called good life. And some inspirational quotes from people from the past, as well as even people from our current reality. And so that show was a lot of fun. Carolyn and I had a lot of fun sharing quotes and also reacting to them. You can find that show on demand over on 12radio.com. Clicking on the on demand button, you can see it under J, and actually it comes up as Carolyn. And then I'm attached to the show. So if you go to my page, you'll see the show there too. If anybody has any questions about finding a show or how the site works, please don't hesitate to reach out and send me a message, and I'll do my best to help you out. Just give me some time to be able to respond. Okay, so I'm looking at the color again before I jump into our badass affirmations. So the show that we did Monday is inspiration for today's show. Only I'm going to get more specific with the affirmations I'm going to share. And that is their affirmations that are meant for badasses or to bring the badass within out, to come out. And I feel like this Mercury retrograde has really been a punch in the gut for some of us. It's been a kick in the pants for some of us. It's been an opportunity to get real for some of us. And as Kat and some of the other, Kat's a psychic medium, intuitive, extraordinaire. She's on Mondays now, right after Mark. And she talks about Mercury retrograde from the REs, the words that start with RE, like reinvest, recalibrate, renew, I'm trying to think of what else. I usually have like a whole list of RE words that I can come up with, and all of a sudden they escape to me. But that this Mercury retrograde and all Mercury retrogrades bring up that ability to go back and take a look. It's like another chance to reevaluate, to take a look at our choices, to say, do they make sense now that I see from it from more of a bigger picture? Does it still make sense for me to be doing this? Or is there a change that I can make that maybe could be beneficial? this Mercury retrograde gives us a chance to do that. And we're in the middle of a Mercury retrograde. And so I feel we can have one of two things happen. We can just get really into our inner critic. We can get really into our head overthinking. Or we can use what we're getting as information to help us build knowledge and wisdom that we can apply to our life so that we can inevitably work on making it better. Not better compared to somebody else's life, but better compared to our life and how we've been doing. It's like where we create a trend and or a trajectory that is where you're going to see overall improvement, where you're working on specific goals and you're taking steps to get there, kind of a thing. And that you set aside some time to do that. Well, this Mercury retrograde could have come in and kind of put all that on the back burner and or could have just covered it up with a tsunami of emotions, could have just washed it away. So my point to bringing up these badass affirmations is to be able to bring some inspiration and empowerment to all of us and some reminders if we happen to be in the weeds to help us get back on track, to help us get back to what's important on our true priority list. And so the way that I'm doing it, and I want to share that part too with you, is this is a book called Badass Affirmations by Becca Anderson. And it's the subtitle is The Wit and Wisdom of a Wild Woman. Actually, let me say it actually how she said it. The Wit and Wisdom of Wild Women. The Wit and Wisdom and of Wild Women. Becca Anderson. So the way I'm going to use this is I'm going to just flip to the page and read the quote that's on there that I'm called to read. And then I'm going to do it again. And we're going to just kind of go through and pick about probably 10. And then we'll get to the readings. But this is just all about being inspired and seeing how these quotes might speak to you, might help you to grow. So affirmation station, this is a general quote here from the book. I will stop comparing myself to others. I know that I am a beautiful person. I am internally validated. And so here are some quotes from those in the world that line up to this particular affirmation station. A smile is so sexy, yet so warm. When someone genuinely smiles at you, it's the greatest feeling in the world. And that's from Mandy Moore, a singer and actress known for her leading her voice in the animated Disney princess Rapunzel. And she also was pretty big in the 90s with her music career. I remember Mandy Moore. We also have a quote from Edith Wharton. There are two ways of spreading light, to be the candle or the mirror that reflects it. And that's Edith Wharton, a writer who was the first woman to win the Pulitzer Prize for fiction, a full membership in the American Academy of Arts and Letters, and an honorary doctorate of letters from Yale University. She definitely sounds like an extraordinary learner. Somebody that's just, I can't think of the word that I want to use, but somebody in that world of academia. All right, from Sandra Bullock. I love things. The day they were invented, sunshine broke through the clouds. Oh, I love how I first said that. I love that I thought. She did not say that she loves things. That would be too general. This is actually kind of funny. She said, I love thongs. The day they were invented, sunshine broke through the clouds. I love thongs. Sandra Bullock, an Academy Award-winning actress known for her role in The Blind Side and Gravity, and of course, what got her started, the Speed series with Keanu Reeves. All right, Sophia Loren says, a woman's dress should be like a barbed wire fence, serving its purpose without obstructing the view. Sophia Loren, who worked hard to rise out of the difficult and poor childhood to become a highly successful Academy Award-winning actress. All right, we got singer Alanis Morissette. I see my body as an instrument rather than an ornament. Let me say that again. I see my body as an instrument rather than an ornament. And that's Alanis Morissette, an alternative rock musician who wrote her first song when she was 9, a year before she started acting on Nickelodeon. And lastly, from Tammy Faye Baker in this particular category, honey, I'm going to my grave with my eyelashes and my makeup on. That's Tammy Faye Baker, reality TV star, televangelist, talk show host, and author. So for those of you that are listening in live, how do any of those speak to you? And what comes up for you? And do you feel inspired? Does that badass want to come out in you? All right, the next affirmation station here is, I appreciate my parents. I am encouraging toward my siblings. I have a loving family in my friends. And I just got off the phone with my sister. How fun is that? I love that this affirmation station has to do with family and our chosen family. Think of stretch marks as pregnancy service stripes. Think of stretch marks as pregnancy service stripes. Joyce Armour, whose children's poetry focuses on life from a child's perspective. Interesting how I would not have anticipated that quote to come from this affirmation station, but we're going to roll with it. Wrinkles are hereditary. People get them from their children. Wrinkles are hereditary. People get them from their children. Doris Day, an actress and singer who helped found animals welfare organization like Actors and Others for Animals and the Doris Day Animal Foundation. Motherhood is wonderful, but it's also hard work. It's the logistics more than anything. You discover you have reserves of energy you didn't know you had. Deborah Millman, one of the 12 actors offered a 2-year contract with the Sydney Theatre Company and the winner of the AFI Best Actress Award. And lastly, in this category, we have, should a woman give birth after 35? 35 is enough kids for everybody. Anybody. Wait, let me read that again. Should a woman give birth after 35? 35 is enough kids for everybody. Oh my goodness. I can't even imagine 35 kids. I don't know if I get that quote, but that was from Gracie Allen, an actress whose comedy show with her husband, the Burns and Allen Comedy Show, popularized domestic situation comedy. It sounds like it had to do with like the time. You guys might have to educate me for those of you that get it. All right. Let's see here. Affirmation station. I can survive even my greatest fears. I have important things to say. I face my fears bravely. Hmm. All right. So we have a quote here from Joe Freeman. Internalization of a derogatory self-concept always results in a good deal of bitterness and resentment. This anger is usually either turned in on itself, making one an unpleasant person, or on another woman, reinforcing the social cliches about them. Only with political consciousness is it directed at the source, the social system. Joe Freeman, a lawyer and activist whose involvement in peaceful protests at University of California at Berkeley helped lead to increased freedom of speech at universities nationwide. If people tell you your mother is not prime minister anymore, you just turn around and say, "So what? How often has your mother been prime minister?" This must be from somebody's, one of these prime minister's kids, and it's Benazir Bhutto, Pakistan's first female prime minister, when giving advice to her children as they returned to school. The next quote is from Nancy Lopez. Successful competitors want to win. Head cases want to win at all costs. Let me read that again. Successful competitors want to win. Head cases want to win at all costs. Nancy Lopez, winner of the Women's Sports Foundation Billie Jean King Contribution Award and four-time LPGA Player of the Year during her golfing career. We got a couple more quotes here, and we're going to get to readings. Don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining. That's the title of the first book by Judge Judy. I'm going to probably butcher this last name, but Sinead Lynn, who spontaneously dishes out justice and entertainment on her Judge Judy television program. Oh, it's Judge Judy. How fun. I did not know that was her last name. Spelled Sheindlin. But it's Judge Judy. We know Judge Judy. I've even talked about that. Don't be Judge Judy when you're judging yourself or others. All right. We have Katharine Hepburn. If you always do what interests you, at least one person is pleased. And that is actress Katharine Hepburn, an acting legend and a four-time winner of Academy Awards for Best Actress. And last quote for today by Ella Fitzgerald, just don't give up on trying to do what's really, just don't give up trying to do what you really want to do. Where there is love and inspiration, I don't think you can go wrong. Ella Fitzgerald, the first female African-American Grammy Award winner. Her incredible jazz singing went on to win her a total of 21 Grammys. And we'll end it with this last affirmation station. I am considerate of myself and others. I am the only one who needs to understand my choices. I will do what I love. All right, let me check in and see who has picked a color. The color, not just any color, but the color. Let me refresh here the page over on Facebook and see if we have anybody commenting in. Don't forget, you have to change it to all comments. All right, Renee says, before you picked your color, I saw pink and red probably. Then when you picked, I saw a bright blue green, but I'm also picking fuchsia. I don't know where this is all coming from. Maybe it is just my colorful aura and you are picking up on all the colors, not just the one that I'm picking the card. But you're close. And I would say if you mixed a couple of those colors together, you would have it. but it's not quite the color. But Renee, you are onto it. You are so onto it. Raven. Hi, Raven. She says, hello, Wizard J. Hello, Raven. It's great to see you. She's got her show coming up, Raven's Rabbit Hole, and that is happening at 7 p.m. Pacific. You'll definitely want to stick around for that. And Marina, she says, I would love a message, please, if time permits. All right, you're going to be our first one. Pamela says, love Sandy B. and Pamela says, I heard the word green. That is a great, great guess, but that is not the one. Marina has a red heart. And then Pamela says, those are some great quotes. I appreciate that. I hope that they are on some way, somehow, got that badass in you to come out and really feel it. Feel inspired. All right. Nobody's guessed it yet, but I want to give another hint. It's my favorite color. And if you look at Renee's comments, if you mix two of the primary colors, one from the top line, one from the second line, you will get the color. You will get the color. That is the biggest hint I'm going to give so far. And now we're going to go ahead and look at pulling a card from Marina. And we'll go from there. Keep guessing. Ah, and Renee says that would be purple then, kinda. Yes, you got it. It's purple. And or the name of the particular purple that they have on the card is violet, but purple, close enough. Renee, you got it. You, oh, and it looks like Marina got it too. She guessed purple. So what I'll do is I will send you both. It looks like a tie. I'll send you both minutes. And please just do me a favor and refresh my memory on your account. I know for sure I know your account, Renee, but I don't know if I know your account, Marina, offhand. So just remind me of your account on a DM, and I'll send you the minutes. All right. Wonderful. And Marina, I'm going to pull a card for you. I'm going to actually, we're going to continue in this regard using the color cards with... that were created by Ina Segal. This is for Marina. And the color is white. And the message on the card is lighten up. I feel like you are, like many of us, in the weeds with what this Mercury retrograde energy is bringing back up and bringing back around to look at. I feel like it's making you question a lot of your life choices, some of the like the more deeper ones, like some of the ones that had more of a profound effect on your life. And it's creating the shoulda, coulda, wouldas. And that isn't necessarily helpful because that isn't what happened. And kind of raking yourself over the coals of the shoulda, coulda, wouldas isn't necessarily going to bring you peace. Is going to just create more distortion. What will create peace is being able to make your peace with the choices you did make, reminding yourself that you made the best choice with the information you had at the time. And it's easy to do the whole hindsight is 2020 and to judge ourselves for not making the better choice from that hindsight perspective. But we are not doing ourselves a service when we do that to ourselves because we aren't able to take the richness and the wisdom that way because we're just too busy into the judgment. When we're busy judging ourselves, we're going to miss the gems. We're going to miss the wisdom that we could see. So it's not trying to push it away like to the point where you think you can get it to go away forever or where you're not going to hear it. But it is being able to put it to the background. And you put it to the background by being that inner parent by being the one that brings in the voice of reason, the counterbalance, the counter narrative, to help not leave you in that place where you are feeling all that heaviness, to in essence get you lighter and brighter so you can feel the lightness of the light that you are, and you can feel the lightness of the life that you have created, outside of being taken around back to look at all this again and getting dragged into the mud, so to speak. So I'm seeing water, the element of water would be really helpful. Some long showers, a nice bath that you create for yourself, time in the ocean if you can get there, time in a lake, a river, if you can get into one safely, would also be beneficial and very healing. But water will help you feel into that lightness. It will help you feel into that brightness again from the inside out. All right, Marina, we're giving you hugs from here. Let us know how it goes. And this full moon coming up this weekend, or I think Monday, it is also going to be a great opportunity for you to offload some of this heaviness. If you're still feeling like you're carrying around the weight of the world, that full moon will be your opportunity to make some peace, do some writing, get it out of your head. And I would then find a place to burn it safely, and or burn it in your yard or out in a park somewhere where it won't be disturbed, but where you can bury it and literally put it to rest. All right, Marina, thank you for being here tonight and participating with one of our mini energy reads, being our first one tonight. Who is next? Let's take a look-see, see who is commenting in our live chat. Cindy. Hi, Cindy. She says, hello, Jay. I've been listening. Thank you for being you. Well, Miss Cindy, thank you for that. I appreciate it. And thank you for being you in the world. And I appreciate you posting another big, huge sunflower. I'm feeling all that solar energy. It makes me want to get out and get a tan. Marina, she says, thank you. And you're welcome. It is my pleasure and my honor. And I'm so grateful that all of you are here with me and enjoying this time that we get to be together, this beautiful hour. Don't forget to check in with Ginger. She's coming up next with Heart Matters. You'll want to stick around for her show. And then after that, Oliver is in a mode of replaying, but he's replaying his manifestation series. And that was a special series he did at the beginning of the year. And he's replaying that again. And that show is after Heart Matters with Ginger. And then after Oliver is Raven with Raven's Rabbit Hole. And I used to be doing a show with my partner, Alan, Ethereal Styles and Soulful Smiles. And we have put that show on hiatus. We're working on how we want to reformat it so it better works with both of our schedules. And so there'll be more information on that. But we still have those shows that we did that are available on demand over on the website if you'd like to check them out. Don't forget, there is a free service over on the Gratitude Board. That is a free service happening over on our sister site, 1-2-Listen. And it's a great place to put what you're grateful for. And it is a great place to really energize your gratitude practice. And you can also use it in your manifestation practice by putting what you're grateful for, or in the sense of what you like to manifest that you haven't already, but putting it in present tense as if it has already happened and putting that on the gratitude board. And the reason why both are powerful is because we are joining our attention on your intentions, and that helps to put like jet fuel on them. It's that whole when two or more are gathered, it allows for things to be created. And it allows for things to come into being faster. And so you can definitely participate anonymously or loud and proud, putting your name out there. It's up to you. But that's happening over on 12listen.com. Please check it out. So I have another book that I wanted to do a general read. It's another kind of way to be inspired. And the book is called What You Need to Know, The Li Qing Messages by Tony Burroughs. What You Need to Know, The Li Qing Messages by Tony Burroughs. And in the same way, I'm going to pull to the page and read. There's an affirmation, one on each page. I'm going to read them and see what message comes through for us during this retrograde cycle that could be helpful. All right, I'm turning to, this is what we need to know. Your values are expanding. Put the important things at the top of the list. Your values are expanding. Put the important things at the top of the list. How many of us are not mindful about that? Our priorities, our goals. This is a reminder to get that written down, and it will help us stay on track. And the other quote here is, you who are seeker of truth must ask questions. What if? Am I? Am I not? These are the tools you use as you wade through worlds of illusion and deception, seeking answers where others are complacent, resolution where others are confused, peace where others are conflicted. And I love that. And this is the power of doing the work, as they say. You who are a seeker of truth must ask questions. What if? Am I? Am I not? These are the tools you use as you wade through worlds of illusion and deception, seeking answers where others are complacent, resolution where others are confused, peace where others are conflicted. And this quote, I feel like, is especially timely, because the world would have you think we're about to bust out into World War III or Civil War or some kind of conflict. And God forbid, I hope not. But the reminder in this quote that I'm hearing is the world's going to be the world. And what's going on in the world is we can't really stop that. But what I do have control over is my own life and how I choose to show up, where I choose to place my energy and attention, how I choose to respond to what is happening in my specific sphere of influence in my life. And the same is for you. And we can create things for ourselves, for our family, for our friends, for our community that are outside what might be what the rest of the world is experiencing. I'm going to read this quote again one more time. It better reiterates what I'm trying to say. You who are a seeker of truth must ask questions. What if? Am I? Am I not? These are the tools you use as you wade through worlds of illusion and deception, seeking answers where others are complacent, resolution where others are confused, peace where others are conflicted. As I can sum it up as in one phrase, the power of doing the shadow work. The power of doing the shadow work. All right, we have time for one more reading. I'm going to jump over to the chat and see if there is another request before we wrap up the show. I have so enjoyed my time being here with you all. Raven would like a card. Absolutely, you're the one. I knew there was one more. And one more is Raven, and I picked two cards, actually. The Apricot card and the Gold card. And I feel like they're both, like, bringing in that solar energy. So the message on the Apricot card, is rejoice and laugh. Rejoice and laugh. And the Gold card is attract abundance. Attract abundance. So I'm going to try to say this succinctly without getting too personal on the air. And that, and this only because I know Raven really well outside the show. We team up on a show and a project, the Moon Project over on 1-2 Academy. And Backstage Pass on Thursdays. It's our interview show happening Thursdays at 9 a.m. Pacific. But the cards to me signify the importance of lightening up and getting your life based around what you're passionate about and not about, like, digging yourself out of any of the holes we can dig ourselves out of. Well, I'll say it this way. There's a certain kind of sense that you're always trying to catch up to some either thought of where you need to be or should be, or desired place you want to be, and then where you actually are. And then a lot of brain power goes towards trying to morph where you are to fit that place that you desire to be, instead of just being more real about where you are. And then what is the action steps that need to happen to get you then to that other place, but from a very real, practical, grounded kind of way. I feel like the distractions of life and what's going on around you can sometimes take up so much energy that it is not allowing you to experience the joys, the richness, the golden vibes of life that you also are very tuned to through your connection, but that you don't always allow yourself the time to feel. Or it's not even about, like, necessarily allowing the time. It's just that you have the time. So I feel like there is something to reprioritizing the priorities on your list. And really having a come to Jesus moment with what are the real priorities and what are the absolutes. And from the standpoint or perspective of the bigger, higher goals, like the bigger overarching goals that you have for your life as you continue to walk your days down here on the ground on planet Earth. And so that is what I get. Focusing on the golden, focusing on the sun, the laughter, the rejoice, the things to rejoice about, even if it's the very small victories that then multiply. And also creating some goals that are attainable that you can get excited about once you have accomplished them. And that is another way to generate and to witness and experience this golden energy, this it feels like an energy of synergy. It feels like the energy of like a self-propelling engine. And that source is within you, but it's within the uninhibited you. All right, that is the message for you, Raven. I want to, again, thank each and every one of you for being here this wonderful evening and this Wednesday. Happy hump day. We're making it through this week. We're doing it. And we're doing it with love. We're doing it with power. We're doing it with precision, focus. And we're allowing help in by asking for help where we need it. And we put one foot in front of the other, we make it happen. And thank you for being here to be a part of the community and entrusting me with this hour of your time, coming to play, having an experience, also get some insightful messages, and then get to go on lighter and brighter about your day. Surrounding you all with a huge hug of love. Until next time, this has been the Psychic Playground with Jay Barvell here on 1-2 Radio, where we're changing the way you listen to the world.